Yes, folks, welcome back to the sideline. We're live with Angela Rippon here in the studios in Lakewood.
Hello, hello.
That was just a test. But the real emergency is if you missed this show. That's the real emergency.
Tony, are we working on a podcast anytime soon?
Yes, we are.
We are. We're going to get podcasts?
We're working on it.
Because I've got a lot of people asking for them. Because I know a lot of people that want to listen to the show, and I always have to put the air check stuff from the CD on my computer and then send it to them.
So we used to have them last year. We're going to have to get back into that. Yeah.
Nice.
Yes. We had about a month or two break during the slow period earlier. So we'll be getting all that back up and in the swing. So we kind of got like a late start into what we're doing. But we're going to have the podcast and stuff back.
There you go. You hear that, people? You and your buddies, if you can't hear it together, you can get on here in just a little bit. We'll have podcasts up for you shortly.
Yes, we will. So now, as I was saying during the break before you came over, we're going to open up the floodgates for Angela. And we're just going to talk sports in general. And life. We're going to talk about maybe baseball. I don't know if she's a baseball fan or not. Hockey. We're going to talk about basketball.
Hockey's good. Basketball's good.
Love and basketball.
Movies.
What's your favorite sports movie?
My favorite sports movie
if I had to ask.
Love and Basketball.
Love and Basketball. Now, I think it was probably, I don't know, maybe 3 weeks ago, a month ago, I was having this discussion on Twitter about Love and Basketball, because I received a tweet from Angela. She was like, I just watched Love and Basketball for like the second or third time this week. And I was like, what? Are you kidding me? And she was like, yeah, it's my favorite movie. And I was like, I've never seen it. And then she was like,
I blew up.
Yeah. And she was like, what do you mean? You've never seen it? I'm like, I've just never seen it. So I'm sitting at home. I think it was like Sunday or Monday. And I'm sitting at home, flipping through the channels because nothing on the NFL Network. Wonder why.
I have no idea.
Like, flipping through the channels, and I'm like, BET comes on, and I see, starting next, Love and Basketball. And I'm like,
so you had to watch it.
First I passed by it, and then I'm like, well, I do remember she said I had to watch it. And if someone is that enthusiastic enough to watch a movie three times a week, a movie that's, what, 10 years old or more?
More, way more.
Yeah, and they're still watching it. 2 to 3 times a week. I said, let me check it out. I can check it out at least. So I turned it on, and I'll have to say, I was kind of like still doing my Twitter thing and the Facebook thing and all that stuff for like the first 30 minutes, because the movie just didn't sound like it was going to catch my attention. Okay. But then it progresses and starts getting a little more interesting. And the movie goes off, and I see it, and I'm like, I don't know. Maybe you'll have to explain the movie to me. Maybe it's one of those movies that I have to watch 2 or 3 times a week to see what I'm missing through it. But, I mean, it just seemed to hop around a little bit for me.
Hop around?
Yeah, because, like, they would go, one moment they're in high school, and then the next, she's, like, sitting in his dorm, and then the next thing I know, she's walking into a dressing room, and she's in Italy or Spain or somewhere, and I'm like, what the?
It's really? Her life story. How's that hopping around?
It didn't seem to flow to me. You
know? What?
Yeah, that flows like water. It just didn't seem to flow to me. And I'm like trying to figure out what's going on. Maybe it's because it didn't have my undivided attention.
That's probably what it was.
But so I might have to go watch that again if it comes on.
And turn like your that. Twitter off. Turn your Facebook off.
Good Lord.
And just watch it.
Yeah,
it is the best movie. Ever.
Speaking of Twitter and Facebook, how can the listeners out there find and follow you?
You can follow me on Twitter at Angela_Rippon, or you can follow me on Facebook at Angela Rippon.
Get out there and like that Facebook page, folks.
Yes, follow now. It's about to pop off.
Absolutely. So you love basketball movies. You love basketball?
I love basketball, yeah. I love all sports. I think I've pretty much played just about everything, so.
Pretty good when it comes to hoops. I saw you issue out a challenge to anyone. I was really hoping our co-host, who isn't here, would take you up on that challenge. You know, he's quite the hoopster himself.
Is he?
Yeah.
Let's play. Let's do some one-on-one.
He's like the Caucasian Charles Barkley.
Yeah? Oh.
You wouldn't know it by looking at, well,
I hope he doesn't golf like him.
You know, he doesn't golf. I've tried to get him out there. He says he'd rather play soccer than golf. I don't get it. I'd rather play golf than soccer. Maybe he just says that because he knows I don't like soccer too much or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah. But so you do golf.
I do golf.
And speaking of golf, you were over where this weekend for a golf tournament?
I was down in Tahoe for the American Century Celebrity Golf Tournament.
And how did that go?
It went good. My dad took 10th.
Woohoo. Overall?
Yeah.
Wow.
He won the first year. They're going on their 22nd year now, so he's kind of, I guess, as time goes on, getting further and further back.
Yeah.
But no, he did really good. We're proud of him.
So is it something that he just does in his leisure, or is he like an enthusiast about it?
Well, he's retired now, so that's pretty much all he does is golf.
What more can you do after you retire?
Travel to beautiful places and play on beautiful courses. I don't know. That's what I want to do when I retire.
Me too. I've done it once. Let's see. I think the best course as far as looks would be Hawaii on the Big Island in Kona. Breathtaking. Scenes.
Breathtaking.
Breathtaking because you're on an island.
Surreal.
And then you're on a golf course. And golf courses are made to look exquisite anyway, but then you have the whole Hawaiian island theme behind it. I've never seen peacocks anywhere before. And then there's like peacocks just
let alone on the golf course.
Strutting out on the golf course. I'm like, what? Yeah, so like it was cool. It's pretty awesome deal. So, what other sports do you play besides basketball?
I used to play tennis. I can play just about anything.
Yeah?
Yeah. Okay. So if anyone wants to challenge me, I'm up for the challenge.
You hear that, folks? You can call in right now to challenge Angela Rippon in any sport out there.
Yep, I'll do it.
584-1480, open challenge. How can you not stand up to an open challenge, Tom?
Oh, I was thinking right now. I was like, okay, well, it's like 80 degrees this weekend. I got the golf clubs at the car. You know what I mean? I'll take you up on a challenge. What's your handicap?
I don't have one.
So you're a scratch golfer. Is that what you're saying?
Or yeah, exactly. I'm a scratch player.
We'll have to get out there. And Meadow Park is just down the street.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. There's actually quite a few golf courses out here.
Yeah.
All the way out to Spanaway. They got the public course out there.
Well, they have Chambers Creek.
They don't let me on private ones, so because I leave well, tennis, don't that. Replace them, you know.
You're one of I those guys.
Yeah, I hook it in the front golfers. Yard.
One of those
yeah,
guys.
I'm that guy. There's nothing I can't fix it because I won't take any lessons because it was a sport that I said this was going to be the one sport that I wasn't going to get competitive at, so I was never going to take a lesson. I was going to teach myself how to do it. Probably much like teaching yourself how to fly a space shuttle.
Yeah.
You might be able to get it to take off. You're just not going to be any good at it. And that's sort of where I'm at. So
yeah. It's kind of hard to not be competitive when you play golf.
Oh, yeah. You can start out not competitive, but you're going to end up very competitive with your, you know, it's. I've hit, actually. I've golfed a couple of tournaments. And in two out of the three tournaments, I've actually hit somebody I was playing with.
on purpose?
On accident.
With the ball or your club?
Well, okay, I'll tell you the story about the first one. The first one, we were playing in a golf tournament where at the beginning you could buy a mulligan. It was just a for-fun tournament, all that kind of stuff. So you could buy a mulligan. So it was the 18th tee box, and I tee off, and I hooked it a little left. And I was like, yeah, I haven't used my mulligan. I'm going to use it now. Well, the rest of my foursome two of them are walking down the fairway because that's always the best place to walk when I'm hitting the balls in the fairway because my ball will be nowhere near the fairway. Mm-hmm. And the guy that I was riding in the cart with was headed back to the cart, which was almost directly to my right. Sure enough, I must have hit that thing with an open club. I knocked him out of the cart, actually. He was only probably about 30 feet away from me. And
poor guy.
Yeah, I've almost hit my brother golf, and he won't even golf with me anymore. It's just one of those. It's a train wreck when I'm out there.
I've never hit a person, but I almost hit a condo. I won't say at what That's course it. I was at. I won't say what course I was at, but I almost hit a condo. And so, yeah, fastest hole I've ever played. That hole right there.
That one right there? That you just pick up, go. Yeah. Played, mark down a six and just keep running, huh?
Oh, the fun times on a golf course. Yeah.
That's a fact.
Yeah. But got to get Pete out there just for one of those once-in-a-lifetime opportunities.
Speaking of celebrity golf terms, do the Mist, are they going to be, is there any LFL stuff for that? For, are they going to have any, because I'm sure there's, you know, quite a few golfers maybe in the league that you guys can hold that kind of tournament at some point in the near future. I mean, what are, if you can let us in on some of the future plans, some of that stuff they like to keep under wraps, but is there any of that kind of stuff where they can get out, meet and greets, all that kind of stuff? What do they have going on in that?
We definitely, like, we do a lot of promoing. So we do golf tournaments and stuff like that. None of us play in them or anything. We just, you know, kind of go to sell tickets and meet people, kind of get our name out there. But I would like to start something that would be, you know, around the playing golf lines, I guess, because I think it would be a lot of fun, you know, getting someone from each team involved or something like that. I don't know how we would do it, but for the future, I think we should definitely look into something like
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Yeah. They've got the Mark Rippon Foundation. Maybe they'll have the Angela Rippon Foundation.
I know.
How about that, huh?
Yeah.
You know that? I'm an idea guy.
Yep.
And how is that foundation going?
It is phenomenal. We have a auction dinner coming up, the Zach Charity Open. It's this Saturday and Sunday. So they're having a golf tournament in Spokane, Washington, and then they will be having the auction and dinner for everyone that's involved in that on Sunday night, and I will be there.
Now, that's where you guys are, that's where the Rippon family is based, out of Spokane?
Yes.
So you're not, like, having to make that commute across I-90?
Yeah, I'll be driving back.
No, I mean, like, all week, every week.
Oh, no, I live over here now. Okay. Yeah, no, I'm over here now. I've been here for about 3 months. But since November, I was making that 2 days a week. I was driving back and forth.
That's drive.
And that's dedication. People wonder why I'm confident. It's because I did that for 6-7 months.
Well, you know, hearing that, you know how bad she wants it. She's hungry.
That's good news, too, because that game with Green Bay is creeping up real fast.
Real fast. And speaking of real fast, we'll be back really fast just after the break.
Proud partners in our local community, Tacoma's Connolly Law Offices supports youth athletics in our area as part of a vision for creating meaningful change to improve society. Connolly Law Offices' core values of truth.